Welcome back, people. Let's jump right into it. Welcome back to another episode of Hip Hop Serenity. What is going on with DJ Envy and Rick Ross? I don't even want to see none of this reckless nonsense keep going on. Like, why are they? Oh my gosh, but I get it. Like, these dudes just are playing this reindeer game of nonsense. Like, yo, bro, I'm not even about to even get into that because, you know what? We're only going to promote the positive vibes, good vibes. You don't need none of that reckless energy. Like, bro, there's no need. You both are too rich to be talking about this nonsense. But if you people want to know, pretty much something about a car show. Like, these dudes started off talking reckless about the car show, and then it started spilling into some other stuff, and now Envy talking about Ross on the show, and then Ross going back on lives. The lives were kind of funny, I can't lie. You might want to go check those out, but it was just too much. It's too much. But now we're gonna send those brothers both positive energy. We don't need none of that reckless nonsense. They're too grown, they're too old, they're making too much money. Why are you niggas trying to go backwards like some of these young boys? We don't even want to play that. We're not promoting none of that reckless nonsense on this podcast. But I will say one thing for sure, two things for certain. Both them niggas getting a lot of money. One way or another, they just need to have that fucking talk. And I heard about the other reckless shit going on with the house flipping scams. I think it might just be his man's. I don't think Envy really fucking with that shit. That's just my personal opinion. But, you know, I'm on the outside looking in like all of us. So, you know what? I hope everybody get good vibes and good energy going their way, because there is no need to spew any of this bad fucked up vibes when summer about to come around. You know what I'm saying? But anyway, this podcast is sponsored by McDonald's. It's a bird. It's a plane. It's McDonald's $3 bundle. You got three options of nuggets, double cheeseburger, and McChicken. You can also try McDonald's new smoothie. It's amazing. Strawberry banana, and they got the mango pineapple smoothie. You can get that medium, small, and large. But I also want you guys to stay cool and make sure you try that amazing new smoothie, because let me tell you, I had it. It's amazing. I drank it, and I said, Jesus, I don't even got to go to Tropical Smoothie no more. Because I can go right to Mickey D's, get me the $5 smoothie, and get right to work. So that's just what I like to do. So make sure you go try that new strawberry banana smoothie from McDonald's. And they got the mango pineapple smoothie. But let me get to my playoff perspective right now. The playoff perspective I got with Denver playing the Heat. Now, Jimmy Butler's a beast. We know this. We know this. But Joker... this boy Joker is different. Joker is out here doing reckless shit. He knocked my Lakers out. So I just was like, okay, he knocked the Lakers out. Okay, I'll deal with that. So even though I know, I predict Denver's gonna probably sweep these niggas. I don't even see it going six or nothing. What they did to the Lakers, and I think the Lakers overall would beat the Heat in a final. So that's why I'm saying, I'm like, yo, if they swept the Lakers, they swept them. I'm like, Jesus Christ. Okay. They swept the Lakers, but Jimmy came back from a fucking, well, they were up 3-0. So there's that. So from my perspective, how I'm looking at this playoffs, I think Denver's going to sweep them. It's Sunday. They got the game tonight. I think Denver's definitely going to sweep them. And but I think it's going to be a well-played game, because I still think Jimmy's going to try and pull something out his ass. And I know the odds are probably a little crazy for betting on the Heat right now, but I'm not about to do it. I wanted to bet when they were playing the goddamn Celtics, but these niggas kept pulling some shit out their ass. And I'm like, how the fuck? So anyway, man, I'm just going to check out the game tonight. Hopefully, the Heat might pull some shit out just to make it a little exciting. But as a basketball fan, that I be looking, I'm like, okay, hold on. Who do you think's gonna? Because it ain't looking good, especially the way they dominated the first game. So we're gonna definitely take a look at that. But the next thing I want to talk about, guys, is the culture of hip hop. And the business of hip hop has changed. And I also look at it as how we need to do that, how we all have to transform our mindset into making sure we obtain the assets and avoid all the high risk crap. Because at the end of the day, if you have no nest egg and you have no stability, what are you doing? So we all need to look at making sure, oh, whatever you're putting out, own it. Whatever you got going on, make sure you get the proper paperwork. These are just things you need to look at. And actually, I'm gonna have another site I put up. I gotta go get that done. But there's another site I'm gonna put up with a lot of information. You guys can get downloadable. Calendars, you can get downloadable credit organizers, you can get books, you can get, wait, once it's up and running, I'm gonna drop that, but it's not up and running yet. But it's gonna be a whole lot of stuff where you can make sure you, as life goes on, you have all the tools you need that's going to help amplify your life in a better way. Because at the end of the day, we're all not meant to be stars. We're all not meant to be famous. But we all can get to a point where you're making enough money and you structured it in a way that, okay, let's get this, let's structure it in a way that I'm not worried for the next 10 years to the next 10 years. Because I'm not looking to play the let's get rich quick scheme. Let's cut that out. We're not doing none of that over here. None of that's happening. So it's all about low risk investments, keeping assets and passing down the information. That's the main thing we're trying to do and building a community on that. So once that drops, I will give you guys more information on that. That's gonna be real good information for those who's actually looking to not just obtain the information, but apply the information on a day-to-day basis. That's going to make sure that you get ahead and your family gets ahead. Because at the end of the day, if you're just doing this for yourself, that's cool, but you should make sure that your family is also taken care of. Because no matter what, in this life, everything's inevitable. And once you really realize that, you have to get yourself aware, prepared, and make sure you prepare for the worst, but you hope for the best. In lame terms. But that's just my outlook on how you gotta prepare for long term and just making sure you're ready for what could happen, you know. But in other words, in other days, in other sense, I don't want to keep you guys too long, but this was just a new introduction to the Hip Hop Serenity outlook and the way we're going to be going. And we're going to be dropping a lot more podcasts or videos or whatever you want to call it, you know. Also, I have to say one more time, this podcast is brought to you by McDonald's. It's a bird. It's a plane. It's a $3 bundle at McDonald's. Three options. Nuggets, double cheese, McChicken. Also, try the new smoothie. It's amazing. Strawberry, banana, mango pineapple smoothies. Stay cool during the summer and make sure you guys stay fresh. I appreciate you guys. This is Hip Hop Serenity, and the next episode will be soon. Thank you.